Chapter 2. What if you become aware that your government, supported by your tax payments, is involved in unjustified, immoral, and possibly even illegal activities? How are you affected? Does a citizen have any legal or moral duty with respect to the behavior of the government? What is that duty? Is there a point at which an average citizen might reasonably be considered an accessory to the specific crimes of the government? When it is clear that certain government actions are illegal or immoral, a citizen might, 1, voice opposition to family, friends, or public groups, 2, demand that elected officials put an end to the offenses, 3, organize public protest or resistance, 4, withdraw support, cease all tax payments if possible, 5, engage in civil disobedience, such as attempting to physically obstruct the wrongdoing, 6, provide physical, economic, or legal assistance to those being wronged, 7, engage in physical violence to stop the wrongdoing. What happens when the first three choices above do not work and the illegal or immoral activity of government continues or even increases? The last four choices above are apt to be viewed by government as crimes against the state, including but not limited to tax evasion, impeding or obstructing public officers in the performance of their duties, insurrection, treason, and even terrorism. People of conscience reach a grim and profound crossroads in their existence when they are forced to conclude that the system is broken, that the government is out of control, and that its net effect is immoral and evil. There is an old saying, "It is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong." Placing oneself in harm's way, so to speak, is no trivial matter. Any issue or cause certainly must rise to the highest level of moral or spiritual significance in order to justify the sacrificing of one's own life and the pain and disruption that may come into the lives of loved ones. Openly making oneself an enemy or criminal in the eyes of any government has proven to be, at least in mortal terms, a very unhealthy choice in most cases. Apparently, not many people are equipped to live with such danger. Most will continue working within the system long after it has become clear the system is hopelessly corrupt. They continue to employ the same tactics over and over with little or no success, each time expecting a different outcome, each time telling themselves they are making progress, they are good citizens. They come up with an endless stream of little lies, rationalizations, excuses for the government, for their own ignorance, and their blind support of that which they know they do not understand and don't want to understand. Finally, even if it is evil, it's certainly not their fault. All of this nonsense is done out of fear, isn't it? Can there be any other reason? And what are those fears? Financial loss? Personal discomfort, social embarrassment, possible imprisonment or death. Whatever the reasons for this behavior, the outcome is the same, namely, centuries of atrocities committed against the human family by governments as a direct result of the action or inaction of the citizens of those governments. Throughout history, large numbers of people have continued to profess a belief in some form of eternal life, holding that the strength of their moral convictions in mortality is an indicator of their eternal destiny. As a measure of moral conviction, refusal to stand in the way of the immoral, evil behavior of one's own government cannot bode well for one's eternal destiny.